কিভাবে কিবা নাকি শুদ্র কেন নয়, যেই কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ববেত্তা সেই গুরু হয়। চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ স্টেটমেন্ট দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস ইজ নট রিজার্ভ ফর এনি পার্টিকুলার পার্সন অর নেশন অর
তথালি এখানে আলোচনা করা যাচ্ছিলা শিবা শুদ্র শিবা শুদ্র কেনে হয় যেই কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ববেতা সেই গুরু হয়। এছাড়াও স্পষ্ট রূপে জানা যাচ্ছে যে কৃষ্ণ চেতনা কেবল এক স্বতন্ত্র এক সম্প্রদায় বা জাতির প্রতি সে প্রযোজ্য তা নুহে, সমস্ত কৃষ্ণ চেতনা নেই পারে এছাড়া কোনসি বাধা বিঘ্ন নাই।
The central point is that one must understand what is Krishna.
Mukhya katha hala vyaktigo katha bujhiba ko paribo Krishna ko.
The other day somebody inquired what is the meaning of Krishna. Krishna means all at once. Unless God is all attractive, how he can become God?
You know, when Krishna Purushale, Krishna Sabdara Arthaka, Krishna Sabdara Sanchi Sarvakarshani, Jadi Sarvakarshani Anayave, Ahali Sikimiti Bhagavan Hipariwe.
So, Vrindavan life means Krishna comes. Descends himself to show what is Krishna, what is God. So the picture Vrindavan life, that is village life, there are villagers, cultivators, cows, calves, that is Vrindavan. It is not a big city like New York, London. It is village. And the central point is Krishna. This is Vrindavan.
Vrindavan Dhamo. Vrindavan is a Dhamo. Tachire go Gopamani Asunti, Gai Asunti, Basuri Asunti, go Krishna. Tachi Abhirbhuta hai, Vira Kori Chile. Ya, New York wa London pari, Sahara Nuhe.
Here, the gopis, the village girls, and the cowherd boys, they are also village boys. Nanda Maharaj is the head of the village, agriculturist. Similarly, the elderly person, and the elderly gopis, Mother Yashoda, and her other friends, all are attracted by this.
Vrindavan jiro, the Vrindavan de, Nanda Maharaj, chile, Gopal Mankar Bhukhyo, the grammar Bhukhyo Vekti, evan Gopimane, Gopabalakumane, Gopalmane, samaste, Krishna Kapati, Akrushta hi chile, এবং কৃষ্ণ হচ্ছেন কেন্দ্র, সে হচ্ছে বৃন্দাবন জীবন।
দে ইভেন ডিড নট নো হোয়াট ইজ কৃষ্ণ।
সেমানে জানি নথিলে যে কৃষ্ণ কম।
দে ডিড নট নো বাই রিডিং বেদাস পুরাণ বেদান্ত টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ, বাট দেয়ার ন্যাচারাল অ্যাফেকশন ওয়াজ ফর কৃষ্ণ।
ସେମାନେ ବେଦ ବେଦାନ୍ତ ପୁରାଣ ଆଦି ପଢି ବା ଗବେଷଣା କରି କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ସମ୍ବନ୍ଧରେ କିଛି ଆଲୋଚନା କରୁନଥିଲେ, ସେମାନଙ୍କର ଅତି ସ୍ୱାଭାବିକ ଆକର୍ଷଣ ଓ ପ୍ରେମ ଥିଲା କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ପ୍ରତି।
ତ ଦି ସ୍ୱାଭାବିକ ଆକର୍ଷଣ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ବି ଆଟ୍ ଦି ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ମୋମେଣ୍ଟ ୱି ହାଭ୍ ନୋ ନ୍ୟାଚୁରାଲ ଆଟ୍ରାକ୍ସନ୍ ଫର କୃଷ୍ଣ। Therefore, we must understand by knowledge what is Krishna. That is Krishna Tattva Vitta.
Adhikari, amar Krishna prati ke swabhavik akarshan nahi. Ame jnana sahakari, jnana anusaran kari Krishna ko bujhiba ko chesta karuchu ba bujhiba yaku kahanti Krishna tattva vitta.
So, why one should be attracted to Krishna? Unless Krishna has all the attractive features. Attraction, generally, in this material world, we are attracted to a rich man, or to a powerful man or woman, just like our Prime Minister, she is woman, but because she is powerful, we are attracted. We talk of her. So, the points of attraction are described by Parashar Muni as bhava. Bhava means opulence. So, these opulences, when one is very rich, he is opulent. One is very powerful, he is attractive. One is very influential, one is very beautiful, one is very highly learned. In this way, attraction. So, if we scrutinizingly study the life of Krishna, you will find in the history of the world, there was no richer person than Krishna. No powerful person than Krishna. No beautiful person than Krishna. More learned and person of knowledge, philosophy than Krishna. If you study, you'll find everything, the six opulences are fully represented in Krishna. Therefore, he is Bhagavan. Bhava means opulences and Ban means one who possesses.
Krishna Utanti Bhagavano Rasarmuni Utanti Bhagavatya the Adhikari Devanti Krishna. Krishna Utanti Sarisorja Purno Sati Aisorja Nagatare Paripurna Bhavaryasi Samatha Jnana Samatha Dhana Samatha Saundarya Samatha Shimata Samatha Sunamba Josa
This is the meaning of Krishna, that he is all attractive because he possesses all the six opulences. This is the description of Krishna.
Yehuti Krishna Karavanana, Yehutanti Sarva Karsanya, Evo Sari Surya Purno, Sarya Surya Tankatari Paripurna.
So we should not accept anyone and everyone as Bhagavan. We must test whether he has got these six opulences. A person who is begging from door to door, and when there is some bodily pain, he immediately goes to the doctor. Two texts, please give me medicine. So does it mean that he is Bhagavan? A Bhagavan cannot cure his tooth pain even. This class of Bhagavan, we should not accept. Bhagavan is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Asama Urdha. Nobody can be equal to Bhagavan, and nobody can be greater than Bhagavan.
You know, it's a Bhagavan thing, Samaste, Bhagavan Muhamti, Bhagavan of the Nego, Ethio, and to the many Gautam Dinijo Bhagavan Vili, Dharadhar Vikha Gautamti, Evo Tanko, that he Dantapet Houti, Alice Mani, Dr. Paku Gautamti, also the Magdanti, Ali Bhagavan, Krishna, Panaipari Dantapet, also the Magdanti Bhagavan, Tankotaris, I saw your party, I saw your party for तेणु ये भगवान ताकू परीक्षा करवा प्रमाण देवा पड़ो जहा इच्छा था जहा कुछ ताक भगवान बोली ग्रहण करा
पारे श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु से पर्टिकुलर जे कृष्ण तत्व वेत्ता से गुरु वन हू नोज कृष्ण स्पेसिफिकली नॉट सुपरफिशियली बट In all details, what is the meaning of Krishna, what is Krishna, he can become Guru.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jo sanya nele guru karo, jai Krishna tattva veta, jai guru hoi, jai hoci, satanta guru tapanna vishayo, prandhano vishayo, Krishna ka samandhari, prakurta veta jnana, kul gadichi Krishna tattva, jani chi ebu Krishna tattva kakam, budhichi,
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita about himself, Krishna Tattva, about the truth about Krishna. We can understand from Bhagavad Gita with our intelligence. Just like Krishna describes that Mattap Parataram Nanyat Kinti Dasti Dharanja. Now we study this one line that Krishna says there is nobody greater than he. Now we study Krishna's life, compare with anyone, and we'll find, yes, nobody is greater or equal to Krishna. This is it.
Krishna, Tanka Samandare Bhagavad Gita Re Koisanti, Bhakta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. What are worry? आउ अधिक अब बड़ कई नहांती तेणु कृष्ण जितने कथा कहते कमी आम अन्न क्या ग्रहण करवा से भगवान कृष्ण बड़ अब कृष्ण
समान पीपुल आर नॉट वेरी सीरियस टू अंडरस्टैंड ऑफ कृष्ण
आज कल देखा दे लोक मैंने ସେତେ ଆଗ୍ରହୀ ନୁହନ୍ତି ଆଉ ସେତେ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧାବାନ ବା ନିଷ୍ଠା ସେତେ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା ବା ନିଷ୍ଠା ତାଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ନାହିଁ ଯେ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ସମ୍ବନ୍ଧରେ ଯିବା ପାଇଁ
ବିକଜ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଏଜ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସେଟେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ ଦି ପିପୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଏଜ୍ ପ୍ରାୟଣ ଅଳ୍ପ ଆୟୁଷ କଲୌ ଅସ୍ମିନ୍ ଯୁଗେ ଜନା ମନ୍ଦା ସୁମନ୍ଦ ମତ ମନ୍ଦ ଭାଗ୍ୟ ଉପଦୃତ Prayana Alpuayu. People are living not as they used to live formerly. In this age, Kali Yuga, the maximum years one can live, 100 years. In this Kali Yuga, 100 years. In the Dwapar Yuga, it was 1,000 years. In the Tatar Yuga, it was 10,000 years. And the Satya Yoga, it was 100,000. It is reducing. Kali Yoga means the duration of age will reduce, the memory will reduce, the bodily strength will reduce, mercifulness will reduce. In this everything will reduce. This is Kali Yoga. Supply of foodstuff will reduce. This is Kali Yoga. Samanda, everyone is bad, not full strength. Manda, Samanda Matar. And everyone has got a Sumanda Mat. Mat means opinion or system, which is also sumanda. Not only manda, but sumanda. Everyone is manufacturing a type of Bhagavan, a type of religious system. That is not bona fide at all. The sumanda mat. Manda, sumanda matoyo. And everyone is unfortunate. Manda bhagya. Unfortunate in this sense, they do not know what is the aim of life, how human life should make progress.
ভাগবতরে কলিযুগর লক্ষণ সম্বন্ধে ও কলিযুগর লক্ষণ সম্বন্ধে বর্ণনা পরিষ্কার ভাবে দেওয়া যাইছে যে কলিযুগরে লোকমান হচ্ছেন মন্দ আর পায়স সুমন্দমতি এসবের বর্ণনা দেওয়া যাইছে অর্থাৎ কলিযুগ লোকমান আয়ুষ কম খুব বেশি 100 বর্ষ বঞ্চিবে দ্বাপর যুগরে 1000 বর্ষ বঞ্চলে বেদা যুগরে 9000 তারপরে সত্য যুগরে মন্দমতি বিচার বুদ্ধি মন্দ আতভাগ্য মন্দ ভাগ্য এইপরি বর্ণনা পরিষ্কার ভাবে পরিচিত
Translation. Whether one is a brahmana, a sannyasi, or a shudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna. Support. This verse is very important to the Krishna consciousness movement. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born a Brahmana and was situated...
One sentence, finish talk, then he listens.
One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born a Brahmana and was situated in the topmost spiritual order of the sannyasi, it was improper for him to receive instructions from Srila Ramananda Roy, who belongs to the Shudra caste.
This verse is very important for Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya Andolan. This sampragari is Krokati Ati Gurutvapurna. In his Amruta Pradha Vashya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains.
Who said, Jai Bhaje Sai Baro Abhakva Hinsha Krishna Bhajanata Nahi Jati Kuladi Vicha. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no such distinction that one is lower and higher in the matter of Krishna consciousness movement. In the Shastra, it is clearly stated that unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot become Guru. Satparma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharada avaisnava guru nakasya sad vaisnava sabato guru. It is said that a Brahman, even though he is well qualified, satkarma, Brahman has six occupations, satkarma, pathan, paikhan, jajan, jajan, dana, patigra, satkarma, nikuna, vipra, mantra, tantra, vishar, and is well expert in Vedic hymns, Vedic understanding, mantra, tantra, pancha, tantra, everything is competent. But always now, if he is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot be done with it. Sad Vaishnava Sabhachogu. But if a Vaishnava, even though he may come from the Chandala family, Sapata, the dog eater's family, that is considered the lowest in the man society. If he becomes a Vaishnava, he is fit for becoming a spiritual. This is the sasana. our guru, out of the six Goswamis, one of them, he has given his direction in the Bhakti, Hari Bhakti Vihar, that Avaishnava Mukhagdina Tuta Hari Kathamritam Savanam Napastabham. A person who is not Vaishnava, Vaishnava means Krishna Tattva Vidya. If he is not well versed in the science of Krishna, if his behavior is not Vaishnava, Sadata Sampanna, Vaishnava Matta, Dada Sila, Sikha, Sutra, Hanti, and there are many things description. Sadata Sampanna, Vaishnava. If he is not that, simply by education, if he speaks about Krishna, one should not hear. One should not hear. He's a professional man. If you pay him something, he will speak for some time. But his behavior is not Vaishnava. So from such person, it is forbidden to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam or anything about Krishna. Avaishnava Mukhadhina, Puta Hari Kathamritam, Savanam Nakartabham. So one may say that he is speaking about Krishna, so what is wrong there? He may be misguided, but speaking about Krishna, so that Sanatana Goswami says, Puta Hari Kathamritam. Hari Kathamritam is always pure, that's all right. But Avaishnava Mukhagdina Puta Hari Katham Savarana. Why? Sarpatishta Payodata. Everyone knows milk is very nice and nutritious food. But if it is touched by the leaves of a serpent, it is spoiled. Namavati. So, it is for this that we should not try to understand about Krishna from a person who is not Vaishnava. At the present moment, there are so-called scholars, politicians, or philosophers. They have nothing to do with Krishna or Krishna Bhakti, but just to take advantage of the Bhagavad Gita, they are explaining Bhagavad Gita in their own way. One should not spoil his life by hearing or understanding the person given by such a
Vaishnava.
If you want to derive actual benefit from the Bhagavad Gita, we must approach such person who has understood what is Krishna. We must learn from him about Krishna, then we can understand.
Krishna ବୁଝିବ ଏବଂ ଏହି ଭାବରେ ଗୁରୁ ସେବା କରି ଖଣି ପାପ କରି ଗୁରୁ ଶରଣାରବିନ୍ଦରେ ଆସ୍ତ ହୋଇ ସେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ବିଜ୍ଞାନ ଶିକ୍ଷା କରିବେ।
This moment, we are giving this Jagovavi to the Europeans and Americans because they are now qualified.
I am European, American man,
sometimes we are criticized in India that Bhaktivedanta Swami is spoiling Hindu religion. But it is not actually the fact. We are increasing the number of
Hindus.
Unfortunately, that our European American disciples, these so-called Brahmin priests of Jagannath Puri, they do not allow. That is up to you. Swami Jati Buddhi. Atche Shilaji. Everyone knows in the temple just that Jagannath, everyone knows Jagannath is made of wood. Or in other temple made of stone. But people, do they come to see wood and stone? So if anyone thinks, sometimes they teach class, they think that this foolish man, they are going to see a piece of wood. This is Naraki Buddhi. Similarly, Atchi Vishnu Siladhi Guru Sunaramati. Those who are acting as Guru according to this scripture. If somebody thinks that this man is ordinary person, and Vaishnava is Jati Buddhi. Similarly, Charanamrita Gangaja. If somebody thinks ordinary water, he is Naraki. So these European Americans who are properly initiated according to Vaishnava system, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indication, if somebody thinks that Jati, English Jati or American Jati, is Naraki, what can be done?
Because what's wrong with hearing from someone if he has some knowledge of Krishna, even if he doesn't have a seeker and tilak and what have you?
That is the injection of authority. You have to abide by the orders of the Supreme. Why? There is no question. Authority says, you have to accept. You cannot say why. Basic injunction. Therefore, Krishna was accepted as Guru by Arjuna. Sishrati hang sadhimas prapanna. Because as friend and friend, the reply and argument will go on. To stop this argument, Krishna is accepted as Guru, not as friend. Similarly, when you accept the Guru, you must accept Guru according to the basic principle. So here, Guru Sanatana Goswami He's giving the injunction that always Nava Mukhatina, Pudu Hari Katam, Savanam Nakatam. Exceptional case is different, Paramhamsa state, but a Guru, although he is Paramhamsa, because he is sitting, he comes down at Madhama Vikari. There are three kinds of Vaishnava, Kanishtha Vikari, Madhama Vikari, and Uttama Vikari. Uttama Vikari may be without country, without Sikha, without Vaishnava symptoms. He is Paramhamsa. But when he comes to the preaching platform, he must become a Madhama Vikari. Not to imitate Uttama Vikari. Because he has to teach. He cannot deviate from the teaching principles. So what you are speaking, that without Sikha, without country, one can become Guru. That is fact for the Paramahamsa, not for the preacher. Preacher must behave very nicely. What do you mean by modern civilization? What do you mean by modern civilization? That makes you violate all the rules and regulations? Does it mean modern civilization?
The question was, why there is a chaotic situation? I think if I am understanding him correctly, why there is a chaotic situation? If God is to uplift the soul of the all the persons, all the beings, why is there a chaotic situation? I think Lord Krishna said that Rai, planning, Samadhi, only that is the answer Guru will say. Why is there a chaotic situation? That is it.
Chaotic situation must be there. Krishna says one thing and you do other thing. So why is there so many chaotic conditions? You hear Krishna, you follow Krishna, there will be order. But if you do not follow, Krishna says something and you do something. Krishna says that evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājaksaya vidu sakālena dhūgunasya parantapa. Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita imaṁ divasati yugam prattavāna hamabhyam divasāna manuvitrāhu manuvitrāga vidu. Krishna says the way of studying Bhagavad Gita, but you do not accept Krishna's instruction. You read or Rasika's Bhagavad Gita commentary. Then how is this going to be chaotic condition? You do not follow. He sacrifices evam from paramprapa sakali yoga nashta paramprapa. Yoga nashta. As soon as the parampara system is not accepted, the so-called commentary on Bhagavad Gita is lost or rotten. So you are interested with the rotten commentary of so-called politicians, scholars. They have to get the money. That's why it is clear.
So, Lord Krishna
teaches
Bhagavad Gita in battlefield of Kurukshetra. And it is afterwards written by Vyasadeva.
Yes.
Mr. Vyasadeva got it out of his meditation or how the actual thing
which was conveyed to Arjuna, was again in the real thing, took a stage in the type of Bhagavad Gita.
That you have no intelligence to understand. But what is given by Vyasadeva, that is accepted by all the Acharyas. We are not so learned as you are, but we follow the Acharyas, and it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Acharya upasana. You must follow the Acharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, even Shankaracharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you get the real answer. Acharyavan Purusha Veda, one who follows the Acharya, he knows. Others, they do not know. So you cannot question why, how bad they wrote. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sanjaya says, Vyasa Prasada. How one can understand by the mercy of Vyasa. So, we have to see, instead of criticizing in that adverse way, we have to follow the Acharya. Acharya Upasanam. So, you'll find Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are accepted in that way. So, what is the use of our questioning? We should follow. Mahajana Jina Gata Sapanta. Otherwise, it is not good. Invisible for the non-devotees. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samam. But for a devotee, he is visible. Premanyana surita bhakti vilotan ena santa sadaiva ridayesu vilokayan. Those who are real devotees of God, they are 24 hours seeing Him within their heart. So God is not invisible. Invisible for the atheist.
Some invisible
So why is Anna temple there around? God wants that these rascals may remain in darkness. They cannot understand Krishna. Let them remain in darkness. That God wants. Now your answer is this, that is why God wants that these so-called Brahmins who eat Jagannath Prasad with peace, let them remain in darkness, not to understand who is Bhagavan.
No, that is true.
That is true, take it that. That's all.
You have to understand the
law. Tara, Purvan, Sivami, Adasra, Andajan. Those who are Vishnu Desi, Bhagavad Desi, God keeps them in darkness, but this way.
We have to understand,
come to the school and learn it, not in a minute.
Not many.
Then why you are asking all this? If you come, become a student and learn. It is not so easy subject. That standing for 1 minute, you will understand everything.
Not standing, God is not doing
everything. God is doing everything, I have already explained. If you want to remain a demon, God will keep you in demonic condition. That's it. He's doing everything. That's a prayer. And if you want to be devotee, then God can make you devotee. Jesus Thamang Prabhupada Tan Sati Yogaya. Yes. So
that's why I ask something, which is not clear to me. That's why I ask something.
Yes.
I know that God is the motivator in the
body. God is doing everything, that's a prayer. The God never says the Atma is Parabrahma. Why you are talking like that? God is
the presence of a God which satisfies you.
That's all right. Atma is there. You have studied Bhagavad Gita or not? That's what I tell me. Do you think Atma and Paramatma are the same thing? That is foolishness. That is foolishness, first of all, sir. Try to understand. That is foolishness. Atma and Paramatma are different. But I am talking of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't bring this Bhagavad, that Bhagavad. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Atma and Paramatma is not the same. That is whatever reason we are talking of Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita, Atma and Paramatma are different. That is foolishness. That is foolishness. In the Bhagavad Gita, that is not said. Dvaitavad, Advaitavad, they are many, but we are talking of Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, what is there, you speak. Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that, what is that? Khetra Khetra Gha. Khetra Gha. That's yes, yes, please. Yes. Yes, please. Yes.
After talking.
Now, Krishna says, Khetangan Shapi Madhavidhi. So, I am also Khetra Gha. And the Jiva is also Khetra Gha. So that does not mean, first of all, here, then say yes or no. He says, Khetagan Chapi Malviti Sarva Khetre Subharat. I am also Khetagan, but Sarva Khetre Subharat. If Atma, I am Atma, you are Atma. You know your Khetra, I know my Khetra. But I do not know your Khetra, you do not know my Khetra. That is Bhagavan. He knows everyone. Khetagan Chapi Malviti. Sarva Khetre Subharat. So, Krishna or Bhagavan, he is Sarva Khetre Subharat. But you are only your Khetra, therefore Daitavas. Two different Khetra, Khetra Gha. One Khetra Gha is all pervading, and one Khetra Gha is localized. Therefore, two Khetra. It is Daitavas. Yes. You see, Bhagavad Gita is your great Bhagavad.
In this Atma, two
Khetra. In this not Atma, in this body. There are two Khetra Gans. One is the individual Khetra Gans. Yes, there he is Khetra Gans. Yes. There are two Khetra Gans. One Khetra Gans, the individual soul, and the other Khetra Gans is Bhagavan. There are two Khetra Gans, Daitava. Madam, we are talking of Bhagavad Gita. Why are you bringing so many things? First of all, try to understand the simple thing in the Bhagavad Gita. Then bring big, big words. Yeah, there are two Khetra Gans. You have to accept it. Yes. Yes.
Then there are two Gans.
Yes. Not two Gans. One God. One is servant. Not two Gans. Because there cannot be two gods. Otherwise Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanna Kinshi Jasti Dhananjaya. Why Khetra Gha two gods? Why two gods? No. Two Khetra Gha does not mean two gods. Ishara Sarubhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Krishna Ji. He is all pervading. You are not all pervading. competition. Yes.
Right.
So, even if you say, even if you say, what is that?
Vaishnava, he can become all pervading.
That is foolishness. That is foolishness. That is not possible. That is not possible. Mamai vansa jiva bhuta jiva loka sanatana. Sanatana jiva loka jiva hamsa. Hamsa cannot be the fool. Yes. Hamsa, part cannot be equal to the whole.
Then
the part about Prarabdha, we are suffering. Right. So you are suffering, God is not suffering. Then that was therefore the difference between you and God. You are suffering God and He is enjoying God. Yes. Yes, that is Prarabdha. That is, God is not. God is not under the laws of karma.
If you want to know, then listen. Huh? If you want to know, listen, don't speak.
All are waves and the bubbles of the same ship. We are the bubbles and the waves of the same ship. Same Parabrahma. All are Narayana. Sapa Brahma Maya Jagata. Arvum Bhuva Swaha. Sentient and insentient.
Krishna says, Chaw, this one. Ketragan cha means I am a Ketragan. Therefore, he is different from the original. First of all, try to understand. Cha means different. Another. And the difference is that Sarva Ketra is Bharata, whereas the individual Ketragan is within the body. That's there is no Advaitabha. There may be Advaitabha philosophy. In Bhagavad Gita, there is no Advaitabha. It is Daitabha. Otherwise, why Krishna said, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. You Saranam Braja. You are different from me. Krishna says. Otherwise, why Krishna asked that you surrender? That you and us different. That is Daitabha. Then you can understand anything, but that is not the truth. We have to take it as it is. We are therefore presenting Bhagavad Gita. God is commanding you that you surrender. That you are different from God.
That different means I am not a doer. I am not doing anything. God, who is deciding?
Surrender. Who is surrender? Unless you are servant, why shall surrender? You are servant. God is master. So therefore, master and servant differ.
I am not God, but God is just within me. God is everybody.
That's all. God is everything.
And the dog and the ant and everybody.
Yes.
Now, in the presence of God,
God is in the dog. Therefore, dog. Does it mean God is dog also?
No, God is not God. But God is the
citizen. You are putting the same angle. Because God is there within dog. Therefore, God is dog.
Where we are talking?
Yes, they are talking like that. There is no Nana. God is everywhere, that is understood. But that does not mean God says, Makhani Sabha Bhutani Naham Teshu Abhasthita. Why don't you read this?
That is true. You do not read that. No, that is not.
Well, we understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. We don't make any interpretation.
No, everybody.
Who denies that?
Yes.
That does not mean God is everything.
God is not everything.
Then Vaikuma, everything and God is different. Yes. That is Vaikuma.
Then we have to love everybody, everything.
So who says not? Unless we love everyone, why we are traveling all over the world?
Love is God itself,
Paramdham. That's it, that is. That is what. Parabrahma param dhamma purusham.
Otherwise, we can't love.
Poor man, not like one sun, giving light to all.
Yes.
So, in all the soul, and through him,
yes,
that makes a clear answer to his question, the difference between the all-pervading Lord,
yes,
and the individual soul.
Yes.
And also he has said that Paramatma, that is Purushottama, that is better than the soul. The soul is also
Purusha,
but his
soul is described as Purusha.
Better than him. So that also establishes that
Vektava.
God is different. And we cannot say that we are equal.
Yes. And God says further, Matta Paratanam Nanya. Nobody is equal. Asomanta. Nobody is equal to God. Nobody is greater than God. That is wrong. All right. Thank you, Krishna.